Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 130, and I am so glad that you are here today. We're talking about what happens when you have health issues or you have something going on and you're still trying to run your business. We're going to talk about how to do it. I've had several different things in my career as a business owner that have come up with my health or having a baby, and this is how I've dealt with them. So I just wanted to share that with you today so that you can make sure when you have things come up in your life as you're running your business that you can prepare so that your business can be running smooth. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage, starting or growing. This is for you. Make sure right now you hit the subscribe or follow button. Like if you're on Apple Podcasts and you're listening to the podcast right now, you can look on your phone there and you'll click the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. And that way you are now following this podcast. And as I drop new episodes, you will get notified, because if you don't do that, then you're not going to get notified and you may miss out on all of this important information. Also, if you're new, I've got a Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. I'd love to have you in there. We have such a great community of women who are all in various stages of their businesses, starting all kinds of businesses. It's so much fun to see what everyone is using their gifts to do in their business. It's amazing. And it's a place where you can ask questions, get help, get feedback, just those random things that you're like, who do I turn to for this? Well, now you have a group and it's free. Okay. So all you have to do is scroll down in the show notes right now. You'll see a button that says free Facebook group. Click that. It'll take you to Facebook. You'll have three quick questions and then I'll let you in the group. And I do have some other party favors and free goodies for y'all that are starting your business. So make sure you check them out below. Scroll down in the show notes down below and you can see it. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing. The reviews are wonderful. Thank you so much. If you've been listening a long time and you have found value in this podcast, or maybe you've listened to one episode and you're like, oh my gosh, this hit home for me, then please, if you would, take time to give a review. You can hit the 5-star rating right now. You just rate it and hit the 5 stars. Or you can also leave a written review. And I love those. They warm my heart. And it also tells Apple and Spotify and all the players that this is a valuable podcast. And it will show it to more people like you so that we can all build this community of women starting businesses. So if you would kindly take the time to do that, it would mean the world to me. So that is it. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you today? How is your business going? Is it growing? Is everything rolling along? I sure hope so, because I'm telling you, when you build this business into what you dreamed it to be, y'all, there's nothing better. It is the most exhilarating experience. When people are excited about your stuff, they're buying your stuff, whether it's products or services, it makes a difference for them. They tell their friends, you're making money. It's like the greatest thing. You're so fulfilled. You have an exciting, awesome life ahead. If you aren't there yet, if your business isn't even open yet, just know it's coming. And this is going to be such an exhilarating journey. Well, I'm glad you're here today. We're talking about when you have health issues or things going on and you're trying to still run your business. Now, as you all know, if you've been listening, that I have had something weird after I got COVID a little over 2 years ago. In fact, I got it on Valentine's Day of 2022. And weird things started happening after COVID. And I didn't totally put it together with COVID for a while, but I'm pretty sure it triggered something. Well, many of you know, and my clients know, my growgetters know, that I've just had some hard days and it's just been weird. I've had all these muscular issues. It's been insane. And it's been going on where I couldn't walk. Couple times I couldn't walk. I had to build up walking, like not where I completely couldn't walk, but literally my muscles were giving out and like buckling. I mean, I'm talking crazy stuff. I've been to the ER 4 times, dizzy, almost fainting. I have vibrations in my muscles 24/7, all day long, every day, a real low key, light vibration. I have muscle twitches, muscle spasms. Crazy stuff, y'all. It's insane. I used to work out 6 days a week doing all kinds of HIIT training and all this stuff. And ever since then,
All I can do is walk if I can walk. Haven't been able to walk that much in the past few days because I've kind of been recovering. Actually went to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota last week. And my grow getters know this because I had to move one of our calls. And I went to the Mayo Clinic because I've been to like four neurologists here and, you know, five neurologists. I've had muscle biopsies. I've had EMGs three or four times. I've had all kinds of blood work. I've been to rheumatologists. I've had MRIs, CAT scans, x-rays, like y'all, a huge stack of like my records. It's been insane. And everyone says, I don't know what this is. This is bizarre. Can't quite figure it out. And some of my muscle stuff looked weird. So I kind of got on that track for a long time that like something's wrong with my muscles and maybe it's just genetic. Maybe it wasn't COVID. It's been a long thing. So I went to Mayo Clinic last week, flew up there. My husband went with me and I had an appointment with a neurologist and he was testing me for nerve stuff and all this stuff. And he was looking at all my records and he's just like, you know, I'm not sure, but we will get more data and it will lead us to it. The data will lead us to it. And I'm like, okay, I sure hope so. Because for 2 years, no data has led us anywhere except that I'm a bizarre case. And so he ran a ton of blood work. And I guess he looked at what I hadn't had done and did a whole bunch of blood work. Lo and behold, my blood work comes back with a test result from something I'd never been tested for in all of these years. I've never been tested in my life. And it was cortisol and it was almost zero. It's at 0.4. I don't know if any of you know about cortisol, but it is talked about heavily right now because so many people have high cortisol because stress raises your cortisol. Eating bad raises cortisol. If you don't exercise, it can keep your cortisol high. Well, I have the opposite problem. I'm doing all the things that lower cortisol, like walking and taking care of how I eat and do all this stuff. Well, little did I know that was probably contributing to the fact that I have something wrong with my adrenals. So that is what is going on. To be continued, I have more blood tests tomorrow here locally. I'm back in Houston. I have blood tests this week. I have an endocrinologist appointment coming up here locally. Then I also have Mayo Clinic on my team, and we'll be meeting with them virtually very soon. That's what's going on. Y'all, it's cortisol. If any of you listening right here, right now, public service announcement, get your cortisol checked, whether it be high, low, or normal. If it's normal, then you have a baseline to know for later. Next time you go get your blood work, if you have some symptoms that could be high or low cortisol, promise me you will get it tested. It would have saved me these 2 years. It would have saved me all the stress. It would have saved me a muscle biopsy, which I have scars now permanently on my deltoid on my right side, my calf, and my thigh. I have two and a half inch scar because they had to take out muscle because the whole time we thought this was a muscular issue because it presented with a muscular weakness. It's crazy. So I'm on a new journey. It took a 180. Took a 180 from neurology to now endocrinology, and I am on a whole new adventure. So I'm so thankful that the neurologist took that test, and I hope all of you, if you have something weird going on, get your dang cortisol checked, okay? I'm going to start waving that flag. I'm like, I need to start, I don't know. I need to start another Facebook group that says, everyone get your cortisol checked. I'm just going to start saying it everywhere. It's overlooked. I think unless you go to, maybe if you go to a naturopath or some type of functional doctor and you're having weird symptoms, they probably will test you for that because my sister goes to one and she's like, I get tested every year. And I'm like, well, I don't even hardly even have a primary doctor because I'm never sick. I have nothing ever I need to get checked up on. I go to my gyno once a year and I do all that. I don't have any issues. I'm never sick. I literally am never sick. But when I got COVID, I did the telehealth and I got over it. And then all this stuff started. So it's just one of those things that gets overlooked. And if you're a weird case, then you got to kind of check a new direction. So today, did you love this long story? I hope I haven't bored you with this. But I want to talk about when you have health issues in your business because it's important. Like you still want to run your business. You love your business. You still need to make money. You still need to take care of your clients. But how do you do that? Now, I will say some of you may be having children. I've had to do this with my, let's see, how many kids did I have while I was running my businesses? Well, I had Lexi, then I started my business. So two of them, but mainly Ava. She was right in the middle of when my businesses were going strong, and she was born in the middle of that. And I had to do some things to prepare for having a child. So even though that's not a health issue, that's a good health thing going on, you still have to prepare for it. And so if you're sick, if you have a chronic illness, I know so many of you have autoimmunes and all these things. I doesn't look like I have an autoimmune. We thought maybe I did, but I actually don't. I have nothing wrong with me except these adrenal issues. That's it. There's absolutely nothing. I've had so much blood work. Anyways, you have to take care of yourself. Number one, take care of your family, and then take care of your business. Okay, so let's talk about it today, what you can do when you know something's coming up, like a scheduled birth, or you know the approximate time, and or you have some health issues, or you need a surgery, because I know I have clients that have autoimmunes and have stuff going on, and they have a job, and they're trying to run their business, and it can be hard, it can be stressful, you can have days that you're tired, you don't feel good. I have had that. I have had it where my face was swollen. I don't know if y'all knew this, but I mean, I've seen my videos, and I knew it the days my face were swollen. I'm like, what is happening? And something's weird with some of my other hormones having to do with this. So I'm sure I'll get it all straight. But stuff happens and you're still got to run your business. When I had a puffy face or my eyes were puffy because of, I didn't even know why, what was going on, I still showed up for my people and I've gotten over it. It's all in the videos. Like, you're in Grow Getters and you might be watching a video and go, her face looks puffy today. Yeah, it was, but we have to get over ourselves because we have to serve our people and our people need us. And maybe you have to ship products like I used to with my online boutiques. I still had to ship my products when I was pregnant and when I was having a baby. So let's go through these things so I can help you all today, okay? Because you're very well going to have something while you're running your business. Okay, number one, and my dog is at the window. He's probably going to bark at somebody here shortly. Number one is to tell your people that something's going on. If you're pregnant, tell the people that you're pregnant. If you're in a physical store, you have a mobile booth, or you do vendor shows or farmers markets, people will see that you're pregnant and that's okay. And the people give you grace. People totally will give you grace. So number one, tell your people. I told my Grow Getters and clients that I had something weird going on since COVID. And I told y'all here on the podcast, I don't talk about it all the time, but it is something that I've shared. And I think when you do that and you vocalize it, it actually relieves the pressure off you. And it actually, I think it creates an element of trust with your clients and customers because you're willing to tell them that and they will give you grace. The majority will give you grace. I'm not saying every single person will, but let's hope they will. But they give you grace because they know. I mean, everybody's had stuff going on in their lives at some point, right? So think if you tell your people, it feels good to you and it gives an understanding. And so people might know whether maybe you had to move a meeting or you had to change something up or you had to change a schedule or you're going to be out or during a given week. It's kind of like when you're going on vacation, right? You know when that's coming and you plan around it. So I've known that I was going to Mayo Clinic, but I didn't know what day I was coming back because it's kind of one of those things you get there and you get appointments and then you don't know how long. And so I had scheduled a call, for example, for last Friday with my Grow Getters. And then once I realized I was not going to be able to make that call, I moved the call to this week. So this week we have our Grow Getter Zoom call, right? And so I told them, and hopefully that was okay with everyone. I hate to do that. I rarely do that. I rarely ever change a live coaching call like at the last minute because of the situation, but I had to because I was going to be on an airplane. And so I think it's important that you vocalize it for yourself and for your clients, okay? Okay, and you can even put it on your website. Like when I had my online stores and I knew I was going to be out, I was scheduled to give birth, I told them, I'm going to be out these days. I have so-and-so filling in, and it was a known thing. Okay, so you can tell people this. Okay, number two, plan ahead if you can. Okay, and sometimes you can't. If you had to go to the emergency room and something happened, obviously things happen and you can't. But a lot of times you kind of know ahead. So you actually need to plan. You need to have, if you have people working for you, if you have a VA, if you have family that can help you, friends, nieces, nephews, kids that can help you in your business while you're gone, you need to plan ahead. I had to plan ahead with my online boutiques about orders that were being shipped, about emails that were going out that I normally sent, and I had Courtney is my sister-in-law, and she would help me with stuff. And so she would take over. And then I had my friend Jana that was working for me, and my other friend Jennifer that was a monogrammer with these businesses. And they would take over for me in certain aspects, like, okay, we'll take care of this and do this. And everything was planned. Or we would just say, things are getting delayed this week. Things are going to be delayed. But I would plan ahead. And so I knew when I was coming back that I was going to have to be catching up. Now, when I had Ava, I literally worked in the hospital. I literally had her. And then I remember the epidural and all that wearing off and all that. And that was at night. The next morning, it was on my computer having to deal, because guess when she was born? Just take a wild guess. What might be the busiest selling day of the year for an online store? Just for 1 minute, what might be the busiest selling day? If you guessed the day after Thanksgiving, then you're right. My daughter Ava was born on Thanksgiving, and my biggest, I was like, I knew it. I was like, God, how did this happen? That my child is being born the week of the busiest sales week of the year for online stores. And so it was a big mess, but it was a fun mess because I'd planned for it. I knew she was coming around that time, and we had everything lined up, and I had started to get things more automated before that, getting orders to all our manufacturers. But I was working. There was stuff I was having to deal with in the hospital between breastfeeding her and like her getting taken out of the room and me trying to get sleep. So it happens. I remember I got home from the hospital. I was having to work from my bed upstairs, dealing with a newborn, busiest time of the year. Like, it could not have come at a like worse week. Like, it did. But then it got good because she was still sleeping a lot and it was fine. And then I made it through Christmas and the holidays. But you have to prepare. You're going to have things lined up. So promise me right now, if you know something's coming up again, whether it even be a vacation, that you know, okay, what can I do now? Can I schedule emails ahead of time? Can I schedule social posts ahead of time? Are there things that I can do? Do I need to move anything off my calendar for that week and give it to someone else? Can someone else take care of something for me? So think about your business right now. What could you go ahead and plan for? And maybe start creating like a Trello board or something in a Google Docs where you start listing out the stuff that you do and how you do it. Because if something did happen to you and somebody's got to log in or do things, you might want to have a doc that has all of that, that has like some passwords and things like that. I know it's scary. Maybe you have the passwords out on your desk so they're not online, but have some processes and steps listed out so people could fill in and do things for you. Because the last thing you want is your business to blow up and have a lot of mad customers and clients because you didn't respond or you didn't get their order out or whatever it may be. Okay. So the third thing is to hire extra help. And maybe you need to start now. A lot of you have been trying to figure out, how do I get extra help? I told one of my grow-getters the other day, start with personal things that you can get help with. Someone to clean your house, online food delivery, whatever it may be. You may need a gardener, you may need a landscaper, whatever it is, you may need help. Okay. You can get also neighborhood kids to take out your trash, feed your animals if you had to be gone and got sent to the emergency room or something, right? You can hire help, and you can hire help now so that you actually have someone that is there. That worked out for me when I had Ava because I had people working for me already. So they started taking over some of the stuff I was doing, but then I was checking in, sending emails. If I had to deal with any customer service issues or anything like that or approvals on anything, then I was able to do that, okay? But it's important because things are going to come up, and if nothing has happened yet, then you're lucky. Your day is coming where you will need to get out of town. Maybe it's a health issue with someone else in your family and you have to go out of town. You have to take care of them. It's like getting insurance. You kind of don't think you ever need it, but you know, there comes a point when you need it. And you know when the most popular time is that people start buying insurance or cameras, security cameras, after they get robbed or after their car gets broken into. That's when they realize they need it. Don't be that person. Do it ahead of time and have things lined up, okay? So let's review. Number one, don't be afraid to be vulnerable and tell people. If you've got a health crisis going on, if you've got some weird sickness like me that's been drawing out that didn't knock you out, but it just caused a little bit of issues, right? Tell people. Be frank about it. It's good for them. It's good for you. Number two, if you know that this is coming, then start planning ahead. Start getting your ducks in a row. Start creating systems and processes. Start getting things more automated now so that your system can kind of run without you. Because the scariest thing is if your business goes kerplunk if you're not around. It is a scary thing if something happens to you or someone in your family and you can't run it, what's going to happen? It's okay. If it for a week doesn't get any sales, then that's what happens. Or you can send a bulk email out to everybody and say, listen, everything's getting delayed by about a week. I'm so sorry. We've had a family emergency or I'm in the hospital or whatever it is. Okay. So you can also tell people that way. Number three, hire extra help. And if you can start getting extra help now, that would be great so that your business is running smooth anyways. I always say get as much help as you can afford right now. I would get as much help as you can afford. If you can get someone to help you with certain pieces of your business, then get it done. Because then when stuff comes up, because it will, then you are better suited to handle the situation and it's not such a panic attack on top of everything else going on. Okay? Does that help you? I totally hope this helps you. And I never even thought about doing an episode about this before until all of my crud had started. And I'm still just flabbergasted that this is some type of adrenal issue. And I've been stuck in neurologists and rheumatologists' office constantly, traveling to Houston, traveling here where I live, doing everything when the answer was really close. And, you know, hindsight is always 2020, because now I can be like, what? It's like those crime documentaries when they're like, see, we knew it was this other suspect, or we had no idea it was this other suspect. It's like, it's always right in front of you and you can see it 2020. And it's the same with you, your business. If something comes up, you're going to be like later going, oh my gosh, why didn't I do things ahead of time? Why didn't I prepare in case this happens? So I want you to be prepared and have everything lined up so that when something's going on, you're not panicked. Okay. Okay. Well, that is it. Y'all are amazing. If you are right now ready to start easily getting customers and clients, you want to grow your business and you want everything to be running smooth and you want this to be an exhilarating journey, make sure you check out Grow Getters right now. You can go to grow-getters.com or you can scroll down in the show notes right now. I'd love to have you in the group. If it's not open at the time that you see it, make sure you get on the wait list because I do send out secret opens to people that are exclusively on the wait list, okay? And maybe even bonuses that I only give to those of you that are on the wait list, okay? So anyways, wanted to make sure you knew that. Make sure you check it out. I'd love to have you in. We have such a great group of women with all kinds of businesses. And really, we can help you get everything aligned in your business so that it is running smooth and you can breathe a sigh of relief and get this thing growing already. So that's it. Have a great day. Until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.